Welcome to Do It All in the Mall, where you are listening to Let's Do It Radio, found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. If this is your first time listening, this is your hostess, Miss Inez with Anais Valcou Designs from Tampa, Florida. Doitallinthemall.com is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment, all in the comfort of your home. You can make a difference nationwide. No lines, no pushing, no cashiers, no masks. Take a tour and shop. Do you like what we are doing? Do you like what you hear? You can keep Let's Do It Radio on the air and Do It All in the Mall in business by clicking the donate button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Would you like to be a guest on one of our shows or have a topic to be discussed during one of our aired shows? You can send an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com or complete the contact us information on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, or an old-fashioned call works as well. We can be reached at 509-406-6920. That's 509-406-6920 or 813-900-7911. That's 813-900-7911. If you have a business and would love to advertise with Let's Do It Radio, our one-time initial startup fee is $240 with a monthly fee of $120. To call in during these shows on Tuesdays through Fridays, the number is 845-241-9985. That's 845-241-9985. There's no calling in on Sunday church service. Show start times are 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is Thursday, October 22nd, and our guest is Andre Pearson, a relationship expert and author of the book, Why Does Love Hurt So Good?, which can be found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. But today's topic, why do good men finish last? If you have any questions or would like to chat, our call-in number is 845-241-9985. We'll be right back and hear from our relationship expert, Andre Pearson, after this song, This One's For Me and You by Johnny Gill and a commercial.
Like a melody that never goes away. You're the sweetest thing, an easy song to sing. You're like a work of art, so priceless to me. A timeless beauty from the movie screen that never ever seems to fade.
So baby, put that glass down and turn the music up.
It's like these words was written just for the two of us.
Do you remember that day in September when we fell?
Never thought we'd make it, but I knew it from the start.
So let's celebrate, 'cause we got it good. A classic going down in history. Feels just like we won the lottery.
Oh,
so baby, put that glass down and turn the music up.
Oh, baby,
it's like these words was written just for the two of us.
Play.
I love the way you make your body move.
Your body.
Hello, party ghouls and ghosts. Elvira here for Costume Supercenter, where you'll find a super selection of costumes at super low prices. Costume Supercenter has the greatest selection of costumes and accessories anywhere for all your haunting and trick-or-treat needs. Whether you have the sass and curves to be me for the night, choose from whoever you want to be with a variety of costumes and accessories, including wigs, makeup, and more, all at CostumeSupercenter.com. And personally, as Mistress of the Dark, I delight in Costume Superstore Center hauntingly superb customer service and same-day shipping so that I never have to worry about not looking my best for the most important day of the year. Trust me, for the perfect costume for this Halloween, shop CostumeSupercenter.com. Your friends will be choking with envy. Happy Halloween.
And you can find the Costume Supercenter as well as all the ghostly and spooky Halloween shops in the holiday section of doitallinthemall.com. Before I bring in our guests, please call in on 845-241-9985 and join the conversation and ask any questions and speak with Andre on why do good men finish last? Andre, please tell us, why do good men finish last?
Thank you so much. I appreciate everyone joining in today. I hope you enjoyed the music. I love to start the show out with a great song to put you in the mood. My name is Andre Pearson, and I want to welcome you all to my show, Why Does Love Hurt So Good? This is a show where you will get real talk on real relationship situations with real solutions. Now, I'm going to talk about things that we go through and allow and put up with just to have someone in our lives. Now, if you don't get a chance to get your questions on the air today, don't worry. You can go to my website at whydoeslovehurtsogood.net, click on the Contact Us page, and put your questions there, and I will answer them right after the show. Now, it's been a while since we've been on here, and I want to play a little catch-up because we missed a show about a week ago because we had some technical difficulties, but I want to make sure I get everything in for you today that we should have got on the last show and in today's show. So before I get into the whole gist of the subject, let me tell you a few things. I want to thank first my team member, Miss Nikki Toons, for the wonderful logo that she created for my website, and let you know if you wanted to create a website or a logo for your company, be sure to go to my homepage at whydoeslovehurtsogood.net, and from the service tab, definitely click on the information to find Miss Nikki Toons. Now, as we know, in this pandemic, we have small to medium-sized businesses that are struggling to maintain and stay open. They are struggling to attract customers and to attract new businesses. Well, those businesses that are listening, I want you to know that I'm here to help you with that information, okay? unlike other companies who say they will advertise your business and they will take your money and not put you first because they don't know what your needs are, we don't do that. What I do at most businesses is to find out, as I do with everyone I work with, what is your business needs, help you reach those who most likely will use your services and products on a multiple of platforms on social media. When you advertise with my company, Does Love Hurt So Good, we will help you grow your brand, expand your presence, and reach those looking for your services, all for less than a cup of coffee per day. So don't get stuck in companies promoting you for pennies with pipe dreams. Make sure that you come through with a company that can actually do something for you and get you on these social media platforms because, again, your time is valuable. Now, if you're serious about growing your business and your presence online, be sure to go to whydoeslovehurtsogood.net and get more information today. Now, for those listeners who are first-time listeners, let me quickly tell you quickly about myself before we jump into everything because we have some things to do. I am a published author, a relationship expert with over 20 years' experience, a motivational speaker because I help people with relationships in communicating more effectively. Now, on our last show, I told you we were having a contest to give away a spa gift package. And in that time, we did pick a winner, and the young lady who won, her name was Miss Prima Rosario out of Baltimore, Maryland. And we have sent her gift card out for $500 to get her spa day on us because, again, we want to make sure the listeners that we have understand we're here to help. Now, my next giveaway, and I'm asking those who are listening to help because I need your help in this process, and I'm going to reward you at the same time. Because I believe in giving back to the community, we're going to give away until the end of the year, each show during the year between now and December 31st, gift cards up to $100 for families in need of this holiday season. Because we know with the COVID-19, a lot of people are working, and they're having a hard time making ends meet. So for the rest of the year on each program, we're going to do this and give away gift cards for $100 to families in need. Now, in order to do this, and I'm not asking you for anything for this process, I want you to simply go to my website, whydoeslovehurtsogood.net, go to the Contact Us page, leave me your name and your number and where you're calling from, what state you're in, and you'll be entered in. And if you're selected, we'll definitely give you a call and get your card out to you before the holiday season. So this is going to wrap up for the first roll of gifts. It's going to be taken care of before the 19th of November. And before Christmas on the next show, we would get that taken care of as well. Now, all of that said, because we had to get that on the last show, we didn't do. Our topic today is why do good men finish last? Now, I just did a webinar with some men and women just about 2 weeks ago extensively on this subject. And we talked about these differences and why good men finish last. Now, a lot of the men that were there that were alpha males and they were talking and women were talking about the differences of why some women choose other men over other men. Now, today I will talk about why good men do what they do and why they do it. They do some things well and some things they don't do well. I will also talk about why alpha males seem to be thriving these kind of women towards them. And at the end, I will give you tips on what good men can do to make themselves seem more attractive. Now, good men, although they have good intentions, they make a lot of mistakes and a lot of assumptions because they feel they are who women want because they claim they want a good man. And what they fail to realize is that being good doesn't necessarily mean that you're good for that person at all. Remember, women themselves have their own definition of what a good man is to them. And most times it is based on the traits that these guys display to them. Now, it is not uncommon for some women, but not all, will give up a person that wants to marry them to be someone's side chick, someone's baby mama, or just a single mother, period. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with those things. But at some point, you must ask yourself, is this where I want my life to go? Like I said, for most good men, it's not a hard thing to do, but they kind of do some mistakes. I'm going to kind of walk through those things, too, until they did wrong. a lot of people like to, especially with the women, they're drawn to these kind of alpha males. They get drawn to them because they do a different do things differently with the relationship. Now, for most alpha males, they will do whatever they want to do because they have options of other women in their life, which in turn makes the woman that they're dealing with want them more. Even though they treat them wrong, even though they may act a fool with them, and even sometimes when they tell them point blank to their face, I don't want to be with you, these women will fight for years to get this man's attention and to be acknowledged by him and tell them point blank, I'm not going to let you just throw me away. I'm going to make you love me. Now, the sad part about this is that a lot of women go through these kind of things, and it makes no sense why they should have to do so. But now, good men, from my understanding, why most alpha males outdo them in meeting girls is because they put all their eggs in one basket when they're meeting or interested in one woman. And because they are afraid of being rejected, they will in turn take too long to think about what they're going to do while the alpha males flirt and get a number and move on. Now, again, it's not always that women will pick these kind of men, but women are attracted to men who are assertive and who will show they have a little backbone to do some things. Now, this is not to say good men don't, but let's be real. Good men think about it. Alpha males go do it, and this is why some of the reasons that they get left behind. Now, many feel if they give the woman what they want, this is good men, they feel they give the good woman what they want or the person they meet what they want, say yes to everything, that the woman's going to see them as the perfect man for them. And for some women, that is a turnoff. They forget all about the women themselves who want things, and they want things differently. Now, sometimes doing that is okay, but not a lot of times it's not. So, again, it really depends on how the man actually attracts these kind of things. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of women out there who prefer good men, and these are good men with good traits and shows them good attention and things of that nature. But sometimes good men go overboard, like in texting and calling a lot. Now, there's nothing wrong with a person calling or texting to let the person know that they are attracted to them, that they are interested in being with them. But in some cases for good men, they kind of overdo it and text a lot and call a lot. And when they don't get the response that they want from the woman that they're interested in, they get upset and think that she's playing a game and start calling her out of her name. Men like this don't understand that if she is with you, she's with you because she wants to be with you, not because what you're getting and doing for her. Now, this is why these kind of women who get in this kind of attention will ignore this good man for quite a while, not return his calls right away, not text him right away. They would sit back and let that attention just come to them. And the messed up thing about it is they know at that point in time that this man likes them. So what they would do is set that man on the back burner that doesn't work because they are sitting back waiting for that alpha male to approach them. They have made this man not a priority but an option. And this person being the good guy, liking this woman, would continuously follow her, fall behind her for quite a while before he realized he's not going to get anything from her. Now, the messed up thing about it is that most people, when they do these kind of things, they don't understand that the alpha male themselves will not do the kind of things that good men do by returning the calls like that. What they will end up doing is not calling, not texting back right away. Most times they don't even get back to them in the same day. And it's because they're telling that woman that she is an option and not a priority, and they have other women they can go talk to. And basically, you know, they treat them like they're buffets, just taste a little bit before they decide on they want to return for the same meal or not. The messed up thing about it, like I said, these kind of men treat these kind of women this way, and most of these women return and will fight for their attention and acknowledgement just to prove their own worth. Even when the man tells the woman he doesn't want to or like her, she will, like I said, continue to stay around and fight for this attention from him. Now, I know many guys are saying to themselves, why in the world would a woman want to put herself through that with a man who doesn't want to be with them, who doesn't want to be around them, and treats them the way they do? Now, a lot of people out there will beg to differ in what I'm saying, but let's just break it down how it is. There's a lot of good reasons why women would keep men like this around. They keep these good men around on a regular basis because the men can actually help them build their confidence and get them ready for the alpha males they run into because they need that attention. Now, for the many reasons that good women would stay with alpha males, it's very simple. There's many reasons, but one of the reasons is good sex. Now, I've heard from these women in this group on this webinar I was doing, a lot of the women said that good sex will keep you in a relationship longer than you need to be, even when you shouldn't be. And I guess some women that's out there in this situation has been through this kind of thing would agree. Now, again, remember, in the beginning, this is not the way most people actually do this. Let me stop for real quick. Someone need to mute their mic. I can hear a lot of noise in the background. Can you mute your mic, please? Thank you. Remember, as I said often, women make their own decisions on what kind of man they want to be with. The good men spend more time thinking about moving and talking to them and not acting on it simply because they're afraid of being rejected. Now, I know
Andre,
a lot of men out there.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Is it okay to ask a question?
Yeah,
right now?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm hearing what you're saying about the good man being put on the back burner, and she keeps the good man to get her self-esteem up to go to be with the alpha males. Wouldn't a good man actually see her doing this, or does the good man not see her going after the alpha males? Because I would think a good man would see that and think, you know what, this is not the woman for me. Is this making any sense?
It makes perfect sense. But here's to answer your question. Why the good man would stay around is because he, again, put all his eggs in one basket liking one person. And he feels, because women always say, I want a good man. He feels because he's a good man that she will eventually, if he stay along and give her what she wants, say yes to what she wants to do, that she would see him as a good man. In most cases, as alpha males call those kind of guys simps. Because they cater to these kind of women's needs.
Okay, that makes sense.
Andre?
Yes.
Sorry. Thank you. We do have other callers. Thank you, Janet, for that question. We do have other callers on the line. We have, let's see, 1322, caller 1322. Welcome to the show, and thank you for calling in. Please state your name and where you are calling from and what questions you may have or any comments. Let's see. I can't. Go ahead, caller. 1322. Nothing from caller 1322. We have caller 8342. Caller 8342 with last four digits. Nothing from 8238.
That's me, Janet.
That's you? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Then we have caller with the last four of 1168.
This is a caller 8342 from Columbia, South Carolina. Columbia, South Carolina. Daryl Todd.
Hello, Daryl.
I didn't realize I was muted. But
that's okay.
I'm appreciative to be invited on the call tonight. Great topic. Why do good men finish last? One of the questions that I have been wrestling with in my own life and my own relationship context is that very notion of why do we finish last, and as was just stated by Mr. Andre, we work hard to, at times in relationships, to be pleasers and to offer pleasure. And I grew up in a context where you work hard, you provide for your family and for your children, and everything else will work itself out. And in this modern age, it seems as though the mindset of the modern day woman and male is a lot different. I asked this question to Mr. Andre and to others. Why is it that women as such will support and love and cherish the man that does not treat her right, but shun the man that is the good man, as you consider, in finishing last?
Well, that is a very good question, and I hear that quite a lot when I do different things on different platforms. And I got to tell you, a lot of guys have asked that question, especially on the webinar I did last week. And to answer that question, why it is, a couple things. First of all, the woman today, not all, but most women today, they want to come up now. Most of them don't want to invest in a man that is going somewhere. They want it now. Meaning, meet the high-volume CEO and jump into that lifestyle right now, not work with the guy who has potential to get somewhere. And this is a lot of times when you look at those divorce rates, you wonder, how did they get divorced and what happened in the situation? Now, in not all situations, a lot of these good guys who are doing good things for these women, they consider, as I said many times before, today in our society, bad is considered good and good is considered boring. So when people say, well, I'm not going to settle, or I'm not going to let no man do this to me or talk to me this kind of way, it's not about that. It's about what you really want yourself. Since most women don't know what they want themselves in a relationship, they take what comes along that pleases them right in the middle. Good guys, bad guys give you what you want. Good men give you what you need. But it takes some women years. They have kids with these men. They go into debt with these men. They sit with these men for years trying to figure out, why am I here? And when they figure out that they're with somebody that's not going to grow with them, build with them, and be the kind of person for them that they really want, then they would turn back to that good guy who happens to be single now and come up with the whole line of, I don't know why we fell out. Now, what she really saying to that guy is this: I wasted my time with someone else. I wasted my love with someone else. I've gone into debt with someone else. And I just realized 10, 15 years later that you did give me what I needed and not what I wanted all the time. And settling with you is not just settling. It is making a right business decision. It's no different than finding a job. Why would you find a job that can't pay enough money to pay your bills? Find one that can. So a lot of good guys miss out on these women because they'd rather get everything now instead of build with someone, especially like a good guy. And I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
And we do have another caller with the last four of 1168. Thank you so much, Daryl, for calling in. The caller, 1168, please, if you have any questions or comments, please go ahead. Nothing from 1168? What about 7127? We do 7126, excuse me. We have a caller, 7126. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and any questions that you have. And thank you so much for calling in.
This is Reverend Lil Broadway, and I just tuned in, so I'm just listening right now.
Thank you so much, Ms. Lil. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. Nothing on 1168? Thank you so much. Go ahead, Andre.
As I was saying before, I'm not saying that good men don't get their breaks and catch a break. I'm simply saying that sometime when you're talking about going for what you want or waiting for it to come to you, there's a difference. Now, a lot of good men assume, because they meet these women and they're good to them and they give them things, these women are going to fall and kiss their feet. And I can tell you right now, that is not what happens. A lot of men don't like this situation that they're in because, again, they don't know how to talk to, relate to, and get the woman's attention right off the bat. Because I know there's a lot of good women out there looking for a lot of good men. And situations like this, it will always be a situation up to the good man to go after and talk to the woman, even if she says no or turn them down, at least take your time at bat and say hello. Now, I know for many times that people would say, well, what do I do if she tells me no? Well, it depends on how, when you called her and when you were talking to her. You have to do like anything else. I know people get afraid to go apply for different jobs that they feel they're not skilled in. It's no different with women. Some guys, good guys, will look at some women and say, she's out of my league. I can't have her. I can't be with her. But how do you know this if you do not ask the question, if you do not introduce yourself, if you do not let her know what's going on with you? Now, most men who do this in the good men situation, they always start out talking to the woman, which turns a lot of them off, but not all, talking about their job, talking about what they got, what they can give her, what they can do with her if she's with them, not understanding the question that a woman wants to know from a man when she asks the question, tell me about you. Now, I understand why they do that and why the men, good men like that do that is because they identify themselves with the work that they do. A lot of good men think that they had the money, the car, the clothes, the house, the lifestyle. That will just automatically attract a good woman. What that will do is attract a lot of women, but they will not stay with you once that whole money is gone. I can tell you right now, anybody who has money and start to run low on it, that woman's going to bounce as well. She's going to create an excuse to leave by saying things like, oh, we're not compatible, or we're just not getting along, or it's just not, I'm not feeling it. In other words, you out of money, and I'm out, and she's finding someone else, which means and tells you, although it sounds hurtful to say and do, but it's a good thing for the good guy. She lets you know right then and there she was not the one to invest in herself. That's what a lot of good men don't understand. You got to take the time to get to know the woman, talk to her, find out what's going on with her, find out the things that she likes and wants in her life. Now, the alpha males, on the other hand, they don't do these kind of things simply because they know, as a good-looking man, they have options. They're going to go out there and flirt with 50 million women because they're saying to themselves, I may get a lot of no's, but somebody's going to say yes. And when they say yes, I'm going to roll with that one. So they're not looking for a commitment. They're just looking for a one-night stand, Miss Right, as I call it, Miss Right Now. Not Miss Right, but Miss Right Now. And the women that they get with, they have flashed the gold, they have flashed the money, they show them a good time, and the women that they're sitting with right now thinking, because I've seen this happen to a lot of people they call gold diggers, they would change their whole attitude when they find out that you got something going on for a moment, and they want to get down with it too. And once again, that situation is perfect for the alpha male because he is not trying to settle down and be committed. She's just trying to get in and get what she can get while she's there. So when he do actually leave her or drop her for someone else, she will be mad and get it twisted because she's thinking that this is the life I want, I'm going to stay with. You've probably seen this in the movie Acrimony by Tyler Perry. When the character that Taraji P. Henson was playing had helped the man, and then when she got rid of him, he went and got it going on and married somebody else, and she couldn't take it. So if you haven't seen the movie, it's a great movie. But the situation is the same thing with men and women today. Good guys just handle rejection badly, very badly. Now, not only do they have – it affects their self-esteem, but it makes them feel bad because they think to themselves that I got everything she said she wanted. But what she didn't tell you is you don't have that charisma, that trait that I want in a man that excites me. They don't understand what it is because they don't know how to develop it.
Okay, Andre?
Yes.
This may be a good time to take a break and hear our song by today, Why You Get Funky on Me, and a quick commercial. And we'll also hear from our callers when we come back.
Sounds great.
You know, Gene, I want to know why she's getting funky on me. You know what I'm saying? Is it a real true fact that she's getting funky on me? Man, look, listen. I'm the B by the G. Let's do it. Were I thought you were sugar and spice. Just kidding, sucker. Ah, y'all like that.
so nice. Holy moly, you know you're loving this kid. It might be cold, yeah. I might as well get my hat and a winter coat and go to bed on a block of ice. But it ain't cool the way you treat me. So different from the way we were. Is it fool to catch my drift, girl? I gotta spend the night trying to get it right. Why do we have to fight? What's wrong?
Founded in 1989, Sherry's Berries is the incarnation of one woman's dream of creating the world's greatest chocolate-dipped strawberries. We provide irresistible gourmet chocolate strawberries in fun and creative high-style packaging. Fresh and delicious all year round, we incorporate only the finest, freshest, and plumpest strawberries. Our one-of-a-kind gifts make the perfect romantic and holiday gift and are a great alternative to traditional flowers. Selections include, but are not limited to, gift boxes, bottles of chocolate-dipped champagne, chocolate-dipped goblets, and more. We provide over 200 products. One of our most precious creations is our bouquet of strawberry roses, our signature gift. Our roses are chocolate-dipped strawberries that are set on a handmade stem with silk rose leaves and arranged with baby's breath and fern to create an elegant and unique product, a patent one-of-a-kind gift. Stop in and see all we have to offer.
And you can find Sherry's Berries and all the other yummy food shops under stores in the food drink section of doitallinthemall.com, which you can browse while listening to any of our shows. I've had some of those plump covered strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They are so delicious. You know what? I'm drooling now. I'm ready for a Sherry's Berries. And it's not too late to call in and speak with our guests. That number is 845-241-9985. Again, 845-241-9985. Don't be shy if you have relationship questions. Go ahead. Dial those digits. 845-241-9985. We are back with Andre. Do we have any other callers who would like to speak to us today? We have 8238, Janet.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm just listening, and I'll probably have a question later.
Thank you so much. We also have 8342, Daryl.
So far, so good.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have 1168, Mr. Parks. Are you out there with us? No, we don't have Mr. Parks. What about Miss Lil? You have anything to speak to us about on relationships? 7126 is her last four. All right, we have, I think that we have 7475, a new caller.
Yes, I do have a question.
Okay, before you start, thank you so much for calling in. Please state your name and where you're calling from, and then go ahead with your question. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, my name is Tina, so I do have a question for Mr. Andre Pearson.
Okay.
Okay, so my question is, first one would be, do you think a lot of women use good guys because they know that good guys like them? Like, you know, somebody likes you, you know, in that sense?
That is a very good question, and I hear that quite a bit as well. And to answer your question, yes, a lot of good women who know that good men like them will use them to validate and help them build up their self-esteem simply to go be with somebody else. So if most guys need to recognize this, it's hard to actually do this, but yes, to answer your question, a lot of good women would do just that.
Okay. I just wanted to say I love your show. You are more realistic individual that I know when it comes to talk about relationship. So are you still holding the live show tomorrow on Facebook and the YouTube as well, just like you advertised?
Yes, I sure am. And for those, I meant to mention that. I'm so sorry I didn't do that. Thank you for reminding me. I do have a live show tomorrow night talking about relationships. It's going to air on YouTube and Facebook at the same time at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely, yes, definitely be sure to check that out. And for those who want to keep up with what's going on with me on other platforms, be sure to go to whydoeslovehurtsogood.net, check out the what's upcoming page, and they give you all the platforms that you can find me on, where you can hear your replays of the radio show, everything else. It'll be all there in that package. And thank you so much, ma'am, for asking that question and reminding me of that, because I didn't say that earlier. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I will be checking your tomorrow's. Maybe I'll ask more questions to you, get more engaged with you in the conversation. And last thing, I know I'm taking so much time. Last thing, I heard you were giving some money to needy family for the holiday season.
I am.
So where do I donate? How can I help in terms of donations?
You can go to my website at whydoeslovehurtsogood.net. There is a section on there, and I have a lot of people. I talk about this on other platforms. I don't know why I didn't include it with this in the beginning. But, yes, we are taking donations from people to help the homeless during the holiday season because we know through this pandemic a lot of people are not working. A lot of people are able to take care of things. So we want to help them out that way. So definitely go to my website, Why Does Love Hurt So Good, and anybody else that want to do the same, and reach out because we're going to be giving away gift cards. We're going to be giving away baskets. We're going to give away a lot of things in the next coming months. So definitely do that. I really appreciate it. It's very helpful.
Thank you. Thank you for doing so much good work and keeping the relationship like talk because a lot of people don't want to even talk about their issues. And having somebody like
okay, did she drop off? Okay, I think she did drop off. We also still have caller 1322. Are they being shy about the relationships, or are you just listening today? Okay. Go ahead, Andre.
Okay, as I was saying earlier, before the break, again, relationships themselves can be hard, and a lot of people don't really seem to get the idea that when you're talking about good men and other men that have more attention for women and things of that nature, it comes down to who you are and what you really want. Like I said before the break, a lot of the alpha males will pretty much do what they want to because they know they have options. They don't really care about they get rejected. They don't care if the girl really, is interested at that moment, but they will actually test the waters and see. A lot of the good guys, there are a lot of them out there. They want to actually love the woman and treat the woman right, but you got to keep in mind at that particular moment in time that you've met them, they may not be ready to settle down. They may be still searching, and they still want to have some fun and do things, and they think by settling down with you because you're good that you're going to be boring, but they don't know who you are, and they haven't got a chance to get to know you better. So I would say a lot of good men, don't worry about anything that alpha males say, calling you simps and things like that, because it's just simply not true. If you get an opportunity to do things, it's great. But I can tell you right now, for a lot of men, and don't get me wrong, there are a lot of good men out there looking for good women, but a lot of women go to these alpha males because they like drama. They like drama like they need air to breathe. They just seem to like to have that kind of thing to deal with. Now, a lot of good men, on the other hand, simply don't like drama and don't want to argue. Not saying they're exactly yes men, but they're not in the mood to argue with it. They want to build and grow and move forward instead of stand still on the treadmill and argue about something that doesn't matter. Now, a lot of these women who get with these guys will get with these kind of alpha males and stay with them and fight with everything they want to do like a crackhead need a hit. For no apparent reason, just to be there, because they can argue, act a fool, be drama, do these kind of things. Now, you never know why they do it until they figure out down the road that it made no sense to do. That's why I tell a lot of ladies today, when you're doing this whole dating thing, whether it be online, whether it be in person, with the pandemic thing going on, you got to keep in mind that when you're searching for someone, you have to write down first the qualities that you are looking for and you feel you need in a man. Now, I'm not talking about money, and I'm not talking about them buying you things. I'm talking about qualities. Do you want a man that smokes? Do you want a man that's smart? Do you want a man that can be to your needs, be attentive to the things that you need? You got to write these things down, because what happens is, especially in broken homes, when they don't have a father and the woman grows up in a household with her mother, most women, but not all, are teaching their daughters today not to love someone, but how to survive. So when they get out in the world and they meet men, they're thinking what their mama told them, use what you got to get what you want. And what they got to give is their body. Now, here's the thing about it. Any good man and any man that you allow them to for a moment knows that you have more to offer and bring to the table than just your body. We know as good men, because I consider myself one, we know as good men that we want good women, but we want women that's ready to be in a situation that's conducive to her as well. all good men are not boring. Just because they may have a steady job, steady income, hey, guess what, women? That's a good thing. Having a man with a steady income, having a man that's stable financially, emotionally, spiritually, I got to tell you, that is a good man. Just because that bad boy or alpha male gives you a few thrills and right off the bat, you got to keep in mind what he's looking for. In his mind, he's looking more for quantity, not quality. This is why they treat you the way they do. And the sad part about it is, even when most women in these situations, not all though, but most women in these situations, when they find out that they are the other woman, the side chick, or something of that nature, they will accept their position and just stay and complain. They will watch their man, their alpha male, who is supposed to be with them, their man, their ride and die guy, go out there and get with some other woman, get her pregnant, have a child by her, and come to you and accept you to accept it. And in many cases, sadly to say, these women do. Now, they're afraid to talk to someone like myself one-on-one because they don't want me to know what their actual business is. Is someone on the line? Oh, thought I heard somebody. They don't want to talk about their private business to someone that they don't know. But what they would turn around and do, especially in a situation where they're upset with the guy, they will go out and talk to their girlfriends and their other friends and tell them how bad you are and how bad you treated them and everything. And guess what? When you two make up in about 2 weeks, you're back with them. You're scared to tell your friends that you're back with them because why? This guy, based on what you told him, was no good. And they always ask the same question from afar without telling you, why is she still with him if he's treating her so badly? You got a guy over here that will bend over backwards to kiss his own behind to do things good for you, but you ignore him because your friends, and I got to tell you this, I learned this from the women on the webinar that I had last week. They told me that they did not want a man. They want a man that is attached more than they want a man that's single. That's why so many women will mess with and deal with married men or men with other women because of the thrill. Now, you've seen this happen many, many times, and you've seen it in movies, read it in books, and everything else. When that man that's married to that woman leave his wife to go be with the woman or his side chick, as you want to call it, she ends up dumping him. And he's standing like a fool trying to figure out why did she do this. What he didn't understand when he started just playing this game with her, because people play games that they can't win, he didn't understand that when he played this game that he wasn't going to win. There was no way for him to win because the thrill was the catch, the chase. It's no different with men. A lot of men would chase women till they get women, and when they get them, get with them, do what they need to do with them, they're out. And the woman's trying to figure out, well, I gave him what he wanted. He said he wanted this, and I gave it to him. Again, you went in thinking, as the woman, that if I did this with him, he's going to stay with me. I don't know how many women don't know that that doesn't work anywhere on this planet. I don't know how many men don't understand that some women would take from you as much as they can take from you for as long as they can take from you if you allow it to happen. You're thinking they like you. There are some men, older men who date younger women, know good and well that they are with them for the money and the ride and prestige. They understand that, and they play that role, so they don't complain. But when you're talking about why do good men finish last, they finish last because they don't take chances. They are not assertive. They don't go after what they want most times. In business, they may do that. There are a lot of men out there in business right now are sharks in the boardroom and fish in the bedroom. A lot of times, these men that going through this process think and believe that if they just, the woman can just see for them down the road, that should do it. But people don't understand, and especially men dating women are not with you because of what you got. Women are with you most times, but not all, but most times, because of how you make them feel. Let me try that again. They are not with you because of what you've given to them. They are with you, and they will continue to stay with you by the way you make them feel. Now, if you get into it as a good guy with the woman on a date, you can't rush everything and expect to be married by Friday. You can't lay everything out on the table today. And instead, because you told her everything and you were truthful here and there, that she's going to see this and just jump into your lap and call it a day. That's not how it works. It's called be friends first. Get to know one another. Show the interest, but not aggressively. You show the interest, but not aggressively. Let that woman make up her own mind and decision if she wants to be with you or not. Trying to rush the situation, trying to get her to hurry up and make a decision on you and be with you and be your woman, is only going to turn her off and push her away and make her think twice. Is this how it's going to be? Because there are a lot of men out there right now that are jealous, that are hard to get along with. And I know women have told me many times, some men are just not married material themselves. So I tell men, especially the good men, because the alpha male is going to do what they want to do. For the good man trying to find that good woman and be with someone, you got to be willing to take your time. You got to express. You cannot do it aggressively, but you got to express that you want to be and you want to invest in her. Now, a lot of times it's hard to do that when you don't know how to put the right words together. But if you have to, I know it sounds silly, and don't laugh because I know a lot of people may laugh at this, but if you have to get into the mirror and talk to yourself and say the things you would say to her just to see how it looks when you're saying it, you might want to do so, because your reaction to how you say things and the way you do things, she's watching. She's watching every move. She listens to every word. Now, I know men out there that are in relationships or that are married. I can tell you right now, as they told me before, women remember things. They may forget, but they may not forgive like they always say they do. Some women will bring up things you did 5 years ago, 3 months ago, after she told you it was okay, we're fine. She'll bring it back up. You sitting there wondering to yourself, because most guys don't remember past 24 hours what happened the day before. When she bring up something like that to you and she say, remember when you said so-and-so to me back 3 months ago? The guy, he's not playing. He really don't remember. To him, it was already done and good. But women remember these kind of things. And it's, again, how you make them feel when they're with you. What a good man wants to do basically is just be himself. If you are considered to most people in the world as being boring, then just be boring. Do you. Stop trying to be somebody else. Don't try to be the pretend thug, the pretend rich guy, go get a fancy car to impress her with. She will be more impressed with you if you do you, if you just be you and be honest and open with her. Now, I know what I said is going to be difficult for most men to do, good or bad, because I can tell you right now, talking to a lot of alpha males, they have told me that as far as giving out compliments, telling women that they look good or things of that nature just to make them feel good every day, they said they refused to do it. And I asked them why. Why would you not tell a beautiful woman that she's beautiful every day? She's your woman. They said they didn't want her head to get big, which makes no sense to me at all, because if you want to tell her, you tell her. But I do understand where they're coming from. Some women don't know how to take compliments as being compliments. They take them as leverage. And I say take them and use them as leverage, I should say. And this is why good guys get themselves in trouble, because they are willing to go that extra mile to get that woman's attention. Buy the roses, take her out, give her things, do things for her. But some women who are not ready for that kind of lifestyle will look at it as a person they can use. So I would really say most guys should take their time and do that. What we need to do right now is take a quick commercial break and come back, and we will wrap this whole thing up.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
It seems like just the other day that we hooked up.
I was driving, you were smoking, and I swooped you up.
From that moment on, I knew you were the one.
I was single, you were lonely, and we fell in love.
We would sit and talk for hours about anything.
Maybe you hang up, no, you hang up.
with her.
I did everything a good man would to make it work.
Girl, you should have told me you had second thoughts.
Like before, I put the down on the house we bought.
Now I'm thinking you and me was a mistake.
But then it hits me and I'm missing all the love we made.
Girl, I know.
doitallinthemall.com. We're online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that includes holidays.
We like to thank Andre Pearson, relationship expert, author of the book, Why Does Love Hurt So Good?, which can be found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, and for the topic, Why Do Good Men Finish Last? He will be back to speak with us in a couple of weeks. And since we are talking about relationships, you may want to spice up your current relationship, and I'm not talking about pumpkin spice. Start a relationship, or you can see for yourself what this website has to offer. To make all of your fantasies come true, you must be 18 years old or older to visit this website, this adult website, xxx.adultmallonline.com.
Well, I want to thank you so much again, Ms. Inez, for helping.
I have a question.
Before we go, hello?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. So I called into the show. This is my second time calling into the show to listen to Mr. Pearson.
First off, who are you?
A lot of
where are you
videos.
Calling from, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm calling from Washington, D.C. And my name is Marcus Spears.
Okay.
Can
and
you
your
hear
last
me?
Four? Mm-hmm. Yes, I can. And your last four?
Last four numbers.
Number
someone. Shit. 1318. I don't know. I can't remember my phone number like that.
1322.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Marcus. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, So I do have a question. So like I heard you saying like a lot of you was talking about the emphasis of alpha men and beta males. As just, you say good men, but you meant beta males. So and you was explaining the difference of like why a lot of them, you know, I guess a lot of beta males fall short. I mean, I can say that for myself, like as a male, as a man, I fall into like more of a sigma man standpoint. It's in the same junction as alpha. So the question is like, if a lot of beta males are continuing to fall, like what could be the end result? Like why they continue to fall into that? Like you answered that, you stated that a little bit of it, but I'm gonna get into like the meat of it. Like three things that you think that keeps the beta male continuing to like fall into like that, I guess that category of a good guy perspective.
Well, that is a very good question, and I'm going to answer your question right before I do my inspirational vitamins for the day. To answer your question, the three things that keep the beta male where they are and will continue to keep them where they are is, one, if they do not become assertive and talk to these women that they want to talk to. Two, stop taking so much time to think about what they're trying to do and just do it. And three, when they get an opportunity to do it, take their time and don't rush to make everything happen overnight. I want to thank you again. That was a good question. I thank you so much for that. Now, before we go, I'm going to give you my, as I do all of my shows, my inspirational vitamin, which is today entitled, "Everyone Who Says They Are Your Friends Are Not Your Friends." Many people in life call themselves your friends while doing their best to hold you down and keep you from being your best. They will have you fooled thinking that they are helping you by holding you back. The moment you try to shine is the time that Satan, or I should say your friends, will tell you millions of reasons why you can and shouldn't do it. They will keep you thinking that you're unable to, that you shouldn't do it, because they either don't have the skills you have to do what you do, or they don't want to see you do what you do. Now, one of the people that talked to me at one of my conferences told me this story, and I'm going to tell it to you, part of my inspirational vitamin. They told me that, especially in business and relationships, it's like being part of a football team. On the football team, you have offense, and you have 11 men working together as one, each one doing their part to achieve their goal, which is to win the game. Now, when they win the game, it's not one individual that did it. It's a whole team. On that team, to start with, right out the gate, all the team members know they have a quarterback. Now, how much things do you think they can get done, and how many games do you think they could win if you have everybody on the team wanting to be the quarterback? This is how it is in life and relationships. When you're dealing with relationships, someone always wants to be in charge. This is the reason why there are so many single women out here today. Everybody wants to rule and run everything. Everybody wants to be the chief, but no Indians. You have people in business that when they're helping you, doing things with you, they want to be the star and not you when they're supposed to be helping you. So I tell people all the time, they do a lot of this because they are jealous, because they have lack of skills themselves. Now, God didn't intend you to be around people like this. He gave you the talent and opportunity that he did give you for you to share it with the world. So never let friends calling themselves your friend keep you from doing what God wanted you to do. Now, before I close my show today, I want to thank Ms. Inez for hosting the show today and let everybody know that tomorrow night I will be doing my Facebook and YouTube Live. You can tune in for the show, and I take questions there as well.
You have been listening to Let's Do It Radio, found on the homepage as well as past shows on doitallinthemall.com. Do It All in the Mall is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall. providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listing entertainment, all in the comfort of your home, airplane, hotel, beach, or wherever you may be. When you shop through the mall, we earn a commission, and it goes back to your community. Sounds so nice, let me say it twice. We earn a commission when you shop, and it goes back to our community and not into our pockets. But in order for us to earn that commission, you have to shop. The more you shop, the more funds you build up and are able to return to your community, where your money matters. Shop with us until you drop. You can find Andre's book in Do It All in the Mall, as he was our speaker this evening. And at the same time, you can change our lives and make our lives matter. You make that difference nationwide. Take a tour. Shop today. Halloween is coming. Thanksgiving is coming. Christmas is coming. Get ahead of the crowd.
Well, that's when you buy.
Do you like what you are doing? Do you like what we are doing? Do you like what you hear?
What?
You can tell.
Nah, they ain't doing it
Let's
like that.
Do it. Radio
they
on the air. Would you like to be a guest on one of our shows or have a topic to be discussed during one of our aired shows? You can send an email to doitallinthemall@yahoo.com or complete the contact us information on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, or an old-fashioned phone call works. So as we are here today, you can reach us at 509-406-6920 or 813-900-7911. If you have a business and would love to advertise with Let's Do It Radio, our one-time initial startup fee is $240 with a monthly fee of $120. Please tune in, listen, or talk with us on these evenings, Tuesdays through Fridays. On Tuesdays, we have retired teacher Janet Schwartz, Keeping History Alive. Wednesdays, we have Reverend Carolyn McCullough, Teaching from the Bible. Alternating Thursdays, we have Hanging Out with Sergeant Parks and Keeping It Real with Black People, or as you heard this evening, Andre Pearson, our relationship expert. Friday, we have our wonderful duo of Tanya Johnston with Vitiligo Rocks and Phil Hoare on autoimmune health and healing. Sunday service, listen to Reverend McCullough and guest speaker, which you do not get to call in, but you get to listen. So to tune in on Tuesday through Friday, the number is 845-241-9985. And the show start times are 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please don't be cruel and share this information with your friends, neighbors, relatives, in-laws, outlaws, siblings, anyone you have a relationship with. Share on social media. Spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. So let's close out with Bobby Brown and Don't Be Cruel. And thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio through doitallinthemall.com. And don't forget, we will be also giving out our gift cards through and Christmas. This has been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez of Anais Style Cool Designs out of Tampa, Florida. Thank you and good evening.
Let's Do It Radio at doitallinthemall.com. We're online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that includes holidays.
Just think. with me. Don't